One of the great wonders we have on planet Earth is the coming and dying of the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. But when he was conceived in the Virgin's womb, Joseph, the husband of Mary, could not understand what had taken place. He was absolutely shattered, absolutely devastated. Legally, the marriage contract was signed. But they were not yet living together as husband and wife. And suddenly he's faced with his virgin wife pregnant. What must he do? Joseph, coming from the royal family of David, because he's called the son of David, he decided the only course of action was silently, privately, to put Mary away without turning her into a public spectacle of ridicule, of scandal, and of shame. He was heartbroken. In the midst of his depression and exhaustion, he may have fallen asleep. But that very night, God sent an angel. God gave him a dream. And God said to him, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Let me give you the information you need. It is all supernatural. Almighty God has worked on his womb and has worked on her womb. She has conceived and she will give birth to a son. And Joseph, Almighty God has given to you the great honor and the greatest privilege under the sun, which he did not give to your father David, that your father David did not see. You must call the child, you must give him the name Jesus." And it is the name Jesus we come to look at. There are two things, or I have picked up two things about the name. We will see one this morning, and we will see the other tonight. What we will do this morning is to look at the meaning of the name. And then tonight we will look at the reasons for the name. Okay, so this morning, the meaning of the name Jesus. The name Jesus simply means Savior. That's all, Savior. Jesus, therefore, is the only Savior we have as poor, miserable sinners. But why Savior? Because he alone, this Savior, God has given as his greatest gift to us poor sinners. He has given the unique gift, the greatest of all gifts. He has given his Son, Jesus, to die that we might live. He hath given his son Jesus to save us from our sins and all the horrible consequences of our sins, including going to hell. Because without him, we are all on our way to hell. But God in his kindness, mercy, goodness, favor, gives us a savior. And his name is Jesus. But very interestingly, the name Jesus is the very name of God himself. Because in the Old Testament, the very name, God took that name upon himself. He said to his people in Isaiah 43, I am the Lord God, and there is no other God like me. I am Savior. His people in the Old Testament knew him as Savior. He delivered them from prison. He delivered them from Egypt. He delivered them from their enemies. He planted them into a land. He gave them his word. He gave them his promises. He gave them the Bible. He gave them Moses. He gave them the prophets. He gave them all the privileges under the sun to prepare them for the coming of the second person in the Trinity, Jehovah Jesus. See how marvelous that is? How splendid that is? Just in case the people may forget, God said again in Isaiah 45, I am a just God and Savior. All that I have done, all that I will do, all that I'm going to do will be done in impeccable justice, impeccable righteousness. There is no crookedness in me. There is no departure from me. There is no sin in me. I do everything in righteousness, impeccable righteousness. So this Jesus is the righteous God, is the holy God, is God in the flesh. You can imagine Joseph was given this privilege as a royal son of David to have to give the name to the baby boy to be born. But the name Savior is not only found in the gospel as we have it here, but also it is found in the New Testament or the rest of the New Testament. For instance, the Apostle Paul tells us we have the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul went on preaching and teaching to Jews, to Gentiles, to Romans, to the people in the East and further. He's preaching and teaching no one but Jesus, the Savior. Why? Because sin had imprisoned us. We were prisoners of sin. We were captives. We were under the sway of Satan, sin, and we were on our way to destruction. And Paul, God raised him up as an apostle to go through in that area and beyond to preach the gospel to men and to women, to boys and to girls, and to say to them, there is no need to despair because of your sin. Almighty God has provided a Savior, and His name is Jesus. Now Peter, the apostle to the Jews, tells the Jews the same thing. He tells them, God has raised up Jesus, the Prince and Savior, to give repentance to you. Yes, you denied Him before Pontius Pilate. Yes, you laughed at Him on the cross. Yes, you put Him to death. Yes, but God raised Him up. And therefore, He has sent us to preach this grand and glorious gospel, that you, my fellow Jews, who are the murderers of the Son of God, who put the Son of God to death, you will have life in His name. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. What a marvelous thing. And Matthew, a Jew himself, gives us a splendid insight in the name. Because he tells us in his Gospel, chapter 1, and he tells us very carefully in verse 23, as he quoted from the Old Testament, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name what? Emmanuel. What does it mean? God with us. What? God with us. This is staggering. This is astonishing. This is mind-boggling. God in human flesh? Yes. It was this mighty truth that gripped Handel in his Messiah. And you remember, God with us. And his name shall be called, Handel said, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He piled on the names, the attributes, the activities. And to this day, this great piece of music is sound around the world. Here he is, Jesus, the Mighty God. Jesus, the Everlasting Father. Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And he tells us, unto us a child is born, unto us his name, a son is given, and his name shall be called. And he sang. You go home and put on the Messiah, and put on this section. It will make your hearts leap for joy. But Handel was not the only one. The mind, the heart, the soul, the pen, the conscience of Charles Wesley was captivated by this name. He staggered under it. And we read, We sing the carol, Hark the Angel, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. He tells us this. As we are thinking of the Lord Jesus, he says, look, veiled in flesh, here is God in human flesh, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. What? Yes, here is God, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. No wonder angels sang, hark the herald, angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Amen. My friend, it's not a joke. It's the most splendid thing God has done. The greatest thing God has done is to give us God the Savior. To save us from our sin, from going to hell, from condemnation, so that we may enter heaven. And the ones who enter are those who repent and believe in Him. No repentance, no belief, no entrance. And so He came. He lived. He preached. He died. He was buried. He was raised up again. After 3 days, He ascended to heaven. From heaven, He will come again with power and great glory. Ladies and gentlemen, young people and boys and girls, this Jesus we have been singing about this morning, this Jesus, as sections of His Bible was read in our hearing, this Jesus is the only Savior of the world. And He stood and He said to the people this, come to Me, all of you who are weary and the heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I am Almighty God. I am the Savior. I am the only one who can rescue you from sin, from damnation, from condemnation. You need to make a U-turn of 180 degrees. You need to turn from sin. It is like this. All my life, I am saying, I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell in my unbelief, in my contempt of the Son of God. Repentance means a 180-degree turn. Now I turn and my face is, Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Savior. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. He has cleansed me from my sin. He has forgiven me of all my sin. Jesus, Savior, have mercy on me. And every boy, and every girl who believes in Jesus will receive forgiveness of sin. And every man and every woman and every young people who believed in Jesus will receive forgiveness of sin and absolute security to enter heaven. Joseph called his name Jesus because he's the one who will save his people from their sins. Ladies and gentlemen, young people and boys and girls, this Jesus whom we preach to you is the Christ, the Savior of the world. And come, welcome to Jesus.